Heavenly Father, may these spoken words be faithful to the written word and lead us to the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Do take a seat. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, this morning to the Great St. Mary's Bake Off Challenge. We have a Bake Off Challenge for you this morning. And those of you who've ever watched Junior Bake Off on the telly will know that part of that programme, they have a challenge. And the challenge is a taste test. And so I'm looking for two willing volunteers to taste test some bread this morning. Who thinks that they would be able to taste some bread and tell everybody what kind of bread it is? We've got some volunteers. Yes, down here. Would you like to come and do it? Yeah, you too. Come on up. We have two volunteers for our taste test this morning. Here it is. So the first thing the volunteers need to do, if you've ever watched the programme, is they have to put on a blindfold. So could you put those on? Because they can't see what the bread is. Okay. And now that I've got nice clean hands to give you some bread, I'm going to give you each a piece of bread. And you have to see if you can guess what kind of bread it is. Okay? Are we ready? So what's your name?
Elizabeth.
And what's your name?
Isabel.
So we've got Elizabeth and Isabel competing this morning. Okay. Here's the first bread. Shh, don't tell them what it is. I'm going to give you each a piece. Elizabeth, there you are. You ready? Got it? Pop it in your mouth and taste it. See if you can tell us what it is. You ready? What do you think that one was? You're not sure? She's not sure. What do you think that one was?
A bagel.
A bagel. Wow. And that's 1 point for Eleanor. Well done. Oh, Elizabeth, I mean. All right. Got the next one ready. Okay. Have you got it? Don't tell them what it is. Okay, taste it. Think you know what it is? You know what it is? No? Do you know what it is? No. Oh, they didn't know what that one was. That one was a pita bread. Ooh, we've got one more chance to get a point. Okay, here it comes. Oh. This one might not be quite so easy. Let's have a look. Guy's giving you a clue. This one's much better if you toast it. Any ideas what that one was? No? Oh, that one wasn't pita bread. That one was a muffin. That was an English muffin. That was quite a tricky one, actually. Wow. So that was the three breads. That's the end of the challenge. It's time to add up the scores. Oh, so how many did you get right? Take your blindfold off now. You can take your blindfold off. How many did you get right? Oh. And how many did you get right? You got one, didn't you? So that means we have a winner. Congratulations. You have won our Bake Off Challenge. Here is your prize. Some chocolate chip brioche rolls. Mmm. Very delicious type of bread. So, we were tasting different types of bread. I wonder why we were doing that. Well, I was thinking about bread because it's amazing, isn't it, when we think about where our bread comes from, that actually bread starts as a tiny seed that's been planted in the ground, and it's watered by rain, and it's nurtured by the sun, until it grows and it produces a huge crop that can be harvested and refined and made into all these different types of bread. There are many more different types of bread than what we tasted this morning. And we're so blessed to have so many different types of food for us to enjoy, because it's not just bread that we have in our supermarkets. There's a whole host of different types of food. And all of that food is provided for us by God. It's God that gives us the seeds to plant, the soil, the rain, and the sun that comes. And God is the one who gives strength to those who work on the land to plant those seeds and harvest those crops. God is the one who fills our oceans with fish and the land with animals for us to enjoy to eat. So God is the one who provides all that we need. And the Bible readings that we heard earlier talk about how God provides us with all of these things. In the reading from Joel, we heard the words, "Do not be afraid." And then in our gospel reading, "Do not worry." We don't have to worry because our Heavenly Father knows that we need these things and provides them for us. So how do we respond to this? To God's goodness in providing us with all that we need? One of the ways that we can respond is by saying thank you to God for all that we've been given. But how many of us are really thankful for what we have? How many of us remember to thank God for the food that we eat each day? We might pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." But do we thank him when he actually does? It is easy to take what we have for granted, including our food, and end up feeling pretty discontent. It is easy to become ungrateful. So what is it that we could do to help develop a habit of thankfulness? Well, one thing we could do is to thank God before each meal for the food that he's given us. And one of the ways we could do that is perhaps by using something like this. This is a grace cube and it has lots of prayers on it. So before your meal, you can throw this dice and have a look, and it will give you a prayer that you can say to God to thank him for your food. If there are any children here who are good with scissors and glue and would like to make one of these grace cubes to help you pray every day, then there's an area at the front of the church, just to the side here. There's lots of sheets and glue and scissors. If you'd like to come and make one right now, you are very welcome to. If you want to leave your pews and go round and make yourself one of these, anyone who would like to do that, please do. It's this way. That's fine. Yeah. So hopefully by the end of this morning, some children will have one of these so that they can say thank you to God for our food. But other ways we can be more thankful is that we could wait till we can use the end of the day as well. The end of the day is another really good time to thank God. Perhaps we could choose 5 things each day as we come to reflect on what's happened to us. Pick 5 different things to thank God for It's a good habit to reflect on our day with God. And another part of our response to God's goodness in providing us with all the things that we need is to share what we have with others. Many people in this country and around the world don't have enough food to eat. I don't know if anyone watched the really thought-provoking documentary which was on Friday night on the BBC, looking at Christians Against Poverty and their response to this issue. If you haven't seen it, I would highly recommend watching that documentary. It was really, really thought-provoking about how people in this country don't have enough and of what they're doing to help. So it's good for us to make a habit of sharing what we have. And in fact, that's what we're doing this morning by bringing our gifts up here of food to share with others. It's a reminder to us to share what we have. And it's a good habit. But there is another food that we need. We need food that gives life to our souls. And this food comes from Jesus. Jesus came to show us his Father's love. And he was crucified on a cross to take the punishment that our sins deserve. And 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead, proving that he is God's Son. And if we choose to come to Jesus, believing that his death paid for the wrong things that we have done, and turning away from living a self-centered life, we are welcomed into God's family, where we can know God as our Father. And not only that, but we are given a very special gift. The Holy Spirit comes to live inside us, making life with God an exciting reality. Jesus invites us to be baptized by the Holy Spirit so that we can receive new life. To open our hearts and receive God's great love for us. And the great news for us is that here at St. Mary's, we are welcoming two people this morning into a relationship with God as they are baptized, Stefan and Eleanor. Baptism is a sign that a person has become a member of God's family and received the new life that the Holy Spirit gives. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? We know that we need food to keep our bodies alive. But Jesus invites us to receive something more than this. Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. He invites us into a relationship with God, to seek God's kingdom, so that we can receive from him the spiritual food we need to bring our souls to life. He invites us to turn our back on sin and selfishness, our preoccupation with money and possessions, and to leave the worries and burdens that come with that behind. We're invited into a relationship with God. The question is, will we say yes? As we welcome our baptism candidates, Stefan and Eleanor, into God's family this morning, let us all say yes to God along with them. Amen.